Shalom, everybody. In Parashas Vayigash, after Yosef dramatically and powerfully revealed himself to his brothers, Yosef tells his brothers to go back to their father and tell Yaakov that Yosef is alive and well in Egypt. And the Torah tells us in Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Chaf Dalet that when Yosef sent them on their way, he told them, Al Tirgizu Badarech, do not become agitated on the way. And Rashi of Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, explains Al Tirgizu Badarech in two ways. The first way that Rashi explains these words is based on the Gemara in Maseches Tanis, Daf Yud Amud Beis. Do not busy yourselves learning halacha on the journey, because the journey will become dangerous for you. Why would Yosef tell the brothers not to learn halacha on the journey? This question is asked by many Mefarshim, including Rav Tzvi Hirsch Friedman. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Friedman died in 1874, and he was known as the Lisker Rebbe, the first Rebbe of Liska. It's a town in Hungary, about 250 kilometers northwest of Budapest. Many of the Lisker Rebbe's ideas in Torah are collected in the Sefer Ach Pri Sevua, and it is there on Parshas Vayigash that the Lisker Rebbe says the following, based on an idea of the Arizal, Rav Yitzchak Luria, who died in 1572. The Arizal says that during the week we should be learning halacha. However, on Shabbos we should be learning Kabbalah. And the Lisker Rebbe says that it's a common theme in Kabbalah and a common theme in Chassidus that Yosef represents Shabbos. And there's a lot to say on that topic, but for our purposes and in this context, the fact that Yosef represents Shabbos means, for the Arizal and for the Lisker Rebbe, that Yosef, representing Shabbos, told the brothers, don't learn halacha, just learn Kabbalah. That's the Lisker Rebbe based on the Arizal. But what does that mean? The Shemen HaTov Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita explains this idea in the third volume of the Shemen HaTov, and he says the following beautiful idea. Yosef was very afraid that the brothers would spend the journey back to their father fighting over whether they were justified halachically of doing what they did to Yosef so many years ago. So Yosef said, let it be. Don't learn halacha about what happened to me. Just learn Kabbalah. Be mekabel. Kabbalah. Be mekabel what happened. Just accept what happened as coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let it go. Your fighting over what happened is worthless. And worse, it's dangerous. Al tirgizu badarech. Just be mekabel everything that happened and let it go. The Shemen HaTov says that this idea and this message from Yosef is found in another message that Yaakov sent. The Torah says that when the brothers returned to Yaakov, and when they told Yaakov all about Yosef, how he's alive and thriving in Egypt, the Torah says in Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Chaf Zayin that Yaakov vayar es ha'agalos asher shalach Yosef. Yaakov saw the wagons that Yosef sent to take Yaakov and the family back to Egypt, and Yaakov's spirit was revived. Why did the wagons revive Yaakov's spirit? Well, on that pasuk, Rashi quotes the Medrash that says that Yosef sent a message to Yaakov. The last thing you and I learned together was about Egla Arufa. We must remember that Egla Arufa is that halacha in Parshas Shoftim that applies when a person is killed, chas v'shalom, between two cities, and we don't know who did it. So the elders and the Talmidei Chachamim of the closest city perform a whole ceremony, including breaking the neck of a calf. That's Egla Arufa. And they proclaim that they were not responsible for this man's death. In a few previous FMTs, I've quoted the Shemen HaTov to explain this Rashi. And in today's FMT, I'm also quoting the Shemen HaTov, again this time from the third volume. The Shemen HaTov explains this Rashi and Medrash based on the Sefer Beis Yisrael, but I have not been able to find this in any of the dozens of Svarim that are named Beis Yisrael that I have access to. If you know which Beis Yisrael the Shemen HaTov is referring to, please WhatsApp me privately. In any case, the Shemen HaTov says the following. The Egla Arufa is a ceremony that we do when we don't know who killed this person. We don't know who hurt him. It remains shrouded in mystery. It's unknown. And that's exactly what Yosef told his brothers. What happened to me is all from God. And we know what happened. But when you travel back to our father, it should remain like an egla rufa. We don't know. We don't know what happened. Other Mefarshim disagree with this approach. But the Shemen Atov says that Yosef preferred to let it go. Why dredge up the past? What was, and it's all from Hashem. So who cares who did what in the past? What we have now is peace among us, and our Father will be happy and satisfied. Let's leave it that way. Have an amazing day, everyone.